Okay, so let's go out and place the next places. Divai Gofen Vavchim. Taisa says, Pirish Bekuntris, Lamata Megimel, the Le'avi Agba. So Rashi is chatting about what's the Divai Gofen Vavchim, that it could be, he could do the Achila without a Kinyan. So Rashi learns because the Kinyan needs Agba Gimel Tvachim. So really, he could be Gofen lower than Gimel Tvachim. That way, he'll have an Achila without a Kinyan. So Taisa is a culture. You're talking about something that's in his hand, it's in his mouth, he has a kinyan yad. Why should a kinyan yad have anything to do with Gimel Tvachim? Gimel Tvachim is a shir in kinyan agba. Not talking about a kinyan agba. Talking about a kinyan yad. Like a baguette, but nothing be yodo me achmona. The yad, kinyan yad, it's nothing to do with agba. It's a separate kinyan, presumably we're not from get, but nothing be yodo. Why should it need Gimel Tvachim? Teisbin Zirayah, the Kinyan Yad doesn't give Gimel Tvachim. Ramina begitin. Zorak Lateich Kolsa Megureshes. Kshur Afa Pishayna Tluya. Afa Gav Demari Bishus Abal. Afilu Ma Devoy Hosim Tluya in a Masrich Shtei Gavaya Shetehe Gavaya Gimel. Gemara is not like this. Gemara is done. Somebody put a get into his Lateich Kolsa. So she could be Koyne Das Chotzer. Because a Kli has a din of a Chotzer. But the Gemara is done that maybe a Kli is only kind if it's maybe a Kli is not kind if it's in the Shus of the Machne. So over there, Zorach Techos Kolso was in the Shus of the Machne. So how it's she can't be kind of the get midin kinyan chotzer? Because the Kli, her chotzer, it's in the chotzer of the Baal. So it can't be a separate whatever the lumps over there is. That's what the Gemara over there is done. That Kalim shel kaina not that Kalim shel kaina are not able to function to be kind of midin chotzer when they're in Shus of Machne. So how does it work? Zorach Lutei Kolso. So the Gemara says because the Kolso was Kshur, the Kolso was attached to her. So Tosis assumes the Pshat in that Gemara is that it's Midin Yad. And the Gemara, this is Beferish, it doesn't have to be Lamala Migimel. Maybe it has to be tied to her. Shai Lamara, if it's allowed to be lying on the ground or if it's allowed to be Tluya. But maximum it has to, or if it has to be Tluya, not lying on the ground. Because it's lying. Even on the side that it doesn't have to be lying on the ground and it has to be Tluya, but it doesn't have to be Lamala Migimel. But Kapana, Taisha is a Gemara over there that you don't have to have Gimel Tvachim in order to have a Kinyan Yad. Because Taisha is assuming that that Gemara, that the word Teretz over there, that the Kosu was Kshura, the Pshat in that Teretz is that it was going through not Midin Kalim, which is a Kinyan Chotzer, but Midin Yad, because what's the difference of Yad? If it's once it's attached there, it has a Din of a Yad. Then Mr. Rishonim over there learned the Gemara differently. That kolsa is not midin yad at all. Yad is only mamish in your hand. Kolsa is midin kalim. The Gemara is saying that if it's tied to her, then it's not bottled to the chutzner of the. If her kalim are lying on the floor, so they're both the chutzner of the. Also, it can't be an independent chutzner. But if the kalim are attached to her, then they're able to be an independent chutzner. Rakhoponim, Taisa sees in that Gemara that kinyan yad does not have to have gimel tvachim. Charem isvara. Certainly, why should kinyan yad have to have gimel tvachim? So Meili says over here, there's no reason why you should have to have Gimel Tvachim. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? So the Ksois, the Simrei Samaches, says that apparently Rashi Shita is that Kinyan Yad is only by get, it's exerts the custom by get, that's the Venosan Vyoda, and does not apply outside of get. There's no such thing as a Kinyan Yad. The Ksois learns Pshat in Rashi, that there's no such thing as a Kinyan Yad outside of the context of get. And therefore, you have to have Agba. You have to do a. You have to be Magbiya Gimel Tvachim because you have to have. You have to have a. You have to have a Kinyan Agba. Yeah. Of what? You're talking about what? By
Ganav.
By Ganav. Only Elo Yodli. Gagi Chaser Bekafi Fuminai. Yeah, I guess he'll have to learn that there is not midin yad, there is midin chotzer. I don't know why get is different. It's the same part, same lashon in the Torah. Yeah, I don't know. Felix Taka, how are we supposed to know that by Geneva yad is not is when it says the same lashon yad by mimatzik timatzik biyada? They lachari need that's not get. Yeah. Chotzer mishum yad. Yeah, they ask him the tzeis. The chayim taka ask him the tzeis. I forgot where it was. So. They ask us on the Ksois. The Gemara itself says Chotzer is Mishum Yad. How can you say there's no separate Kinyan Yad? chasus. The more is that a chasus in Shibyan and Mishmishlikos. Says knows about that Gemara. Says Chatzim Mishmiyad. It's time to learn Chatzim Mishmiyad means that it's not the Torah Slichos. I don't need to be thought about it. That must they ask anyway in the Ksois. The Ksois wants to say, by the way, in Afkamino Halacha between Rashi and Tosis. The Ksois says the din is that Chotz is Kainish Lemidaita. Chatzer Shalom is Kainish Lemidaita. Knish Lemishus, you don't have to have Das to be claimed. It's not a Maisakinian. Chotz is not a Maisakinian. A Maisakinian has to have Das. By definition, a Maisakinian has to have Das. So the Ksois says, does Kinyan Yad have to have Das? Something's in my hand, am I claiming it? Can I be Kainish Lemidaita? So he says, it depends. According to Tosfos, that Yad is not that Yad works. There's a new pash of Yad, which is like Chotzer, maybe even better than Chotzer, but it's basically a Knisa Lushus. What does Yad mean? Yad means it's Nichnas Lushus. It's not a Makinyan. The Oymak, the way that Tosfos is learning that there's a Machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos, the Oymak the Machlekes is that Rashi holds that by Get, so it's enough the Metzias that is sitting in her hand, and that's Poyol the Get, but it's not a Maisa Kinyan. Well, you need a Maisa Kinyan. By Get, it's just enough. You put it in her hand. Anyway, we know the Ksois is a sheep in general. Is that by Get, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. She doesn't have to be kind of the Get. It has to be Nichnas L'Shusa. So Torah is Marba that if you put it in her hand, that's all that's in the Rishus. Masha'en came by, and that's a special din by Get. According to the way the Ksois learns Rashi. By Shar, but where you need a Maisa Kinyan, on the other hand, you don't have that... That's a special din by Get, that putting in her hand, you know, maybe I'm editorializing too much in Tosfos. What he says that according to Tosfos, that there's a special din of Yad that does not need Agbo, separate from Kinyan Agbo. Just like by Get, you have a Nosim B'Yodom. So to buy all Kinyanim, there's a Kinyan Yad. So he says the Kinyan Yad is that it's Nichnas L'Shusay. Fundamentally, it's similar to the idea of a Chotzer. It's Nichnas L'Shusay, except the Yad is even more than a Chotzer. This is a Yad, this is a Chotzer, but it's the same idea. So it doesn't have to have Das. A shaken according to Rashi, that there's not just in his yad, it's a Kenyan Hagvah. So he says you have to have Das like any other Kenyan. A Kenyan always has to have Das. And that's what Ksois wants to say. That is, they point out, though, against, they point out, this is a perish of Rashi, not like the Ksois. I'm trying to point this out. Rashi and Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. It's very similar to the Gemara by us on Amid Beis, Amid Aleph Amid Beis. But there's something there in Rashi we don't have by us. The words there is discussing the following. It's talking about this Mishnah. The Mishnah we're learning over here about Megar V'Yotze. Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos. Right, so Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos. So Chai Shereen is Chai V'Gei V'Koyim Shiovel It Is Shabbos. But Hagoyin Megar V'Yotze, Megar V'Yotze. So then he's Potter because the Chiv Shabbos and the Chiv Gneva come of Asacha. So it's Kimli V'Ravene. So Gemara asks, the Gemara is Behemshech by Asan Amid Beis, but it's the same Gemara you have over there in Sanhedrin. The Gemara over there is Dan. Where is exactly is he dragging, in the case of Megar V'Yotze, where is he dragging the kiss to? Gemara, if he's dragging it into a Rishus Aravim, so you have a Chiv Shabbos, but you don't have a chi of meshicha, because meshicha, the Gemara assumes, has to be into a simta, can't be into a shisharam, can't be a makam hilacharam. And on the other hand, if you're dragging into a simta, then you have a kinyan. If you don't have a chi of, you don't have a chi of Shabbos. So that's the nidun over there in the Gemara. Just look at the number base. So the Gemara at the end says that the case is that he dragged it into the shisharam, but he received it at the border between the shisharam and the shisharam. He received it into his hand. So he's claiming it not with with Meshicha, which is claiming Pashtrat Gemara, he's claiming it not with Meshicha, he's claiming it with Yad. That's the Gemara's answer. He was claiming it, he pulled it into his hand, so he's claiming it as the Yad. Says the Gemara, the way Rashi has the Gersh in the Gemara, that the Amarava, Yodish Orem Chashuv Leka'arba Kedalad Al Dalad. Like Rava said, that a person's hand is like a dalet al dalet. So what does that mean? What is wrong with Rava? Rava is halach nuchas Shabbos, that you have to have a nuchal gam mokum dalet al dalet, but Yodish Lodim has a chashivas of a mokum dalet al dalet. What does that have to do with over there? They were talking about a kinyayat. What does kinyayat have to do with a mokum dalet al dalet? So Tais Taka Magi in the Gemara is saying something else entirely. Not in the Mishul, it doesn't have to concern us, but Rashi has the Gish in the Gemara, but we have the way it says printed in Agamar, that it's one teretz. He was Magar the kiss into his yad, and he's claiming it with the kinyan yad because yod b'shalodim chashuv like a dalet al dalet. So what's the tzir of timer? If he's claiming it in yad, what does that do with yod b'shalodim chashuv like a dalet al dalet? Besides the fact they have the problem that Rashi Shita is that there's not such thing as a kinyan yad. You need to have agbog gimel tvachim. Where over there was the agbog gimel tvachim? Says Rashi. So let's see, maybe see somebody else first, and then we'll see Rashi inside. Says Rashi, we also know what days. Rashi addresses the Gimel Tvachim problem. Rashi is that you have to be Magbir in order to have a Kinyan Yad. You have to be Magbir Lamal and Gimel Tvachim. So how does it work over there? Says Rashi, that's what the war is coming to answer. That since Yodo Shalom Chashuv like a Dalad al Dalad, so it's Ke'ilu he was Magbiyat Gimel Tvachim. So Bibshutai, from what we learned, it makes no sense. What is, you need a Maisa Kinyin of, according to the way the Tzoyis understands Rashi, you need a Maisa Kinyin of Agba. According to Rashi, Shita is the way the Tzoyis explains, there's no such thing as a Kinyin Yad outside of Get, there's no such thing as a Kinyin Yad. It's a new Kinyin, a Kinyin Agba. So what in the world is Yodo Shalom Chashuv like a Dalad al Dalad? So his hand is very big. What does it help that his hand is very big? So it's like every person's hand has a chashivas, it's a big mokum, it's Dalad al Dalad. But where's the Maisa Kinyan of Agba? If he wouldn't be Moshech, it would say, well, I mean, how does the fact that his hand has a chashivas mokum somehow get a substitute for the fact that you have to have a Kinyan Agba, you have to be Magbil Amal and Gimel Tvachim? Tvachim is stumim. So Rashi in Sanhedrin, you have the same Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Rashi over there, it's just a couple of words. Rashi over there says, "Chayu Megar v'Yotze." So it's the tzir of Yodai lematim ishloisha v'kibla v'Yodai. The Yodai chashuv like ke'arba al arba, v'hareu like ke'chatzeroi. V'afal pi she'ain kan hagba. Rashi says, first of all, Rashi says, the yad has to be kind of, his yad is kind of a midin chotzer. But to be a chotzer, it has to have a chashivas mokum. A yad is not big enough to have a chashivas mokum, so how could it be a chotzer? A chotzer has to be, is a mokum. A kli, or a chotzer, is a mokum. Here's not a mokum, a yad is not a mokum. Teretz is yodu shalom chashuv lo yikadal al dal. A yad has a chashivas mokum. Says Rashi, that's what the Rav gives me. The Rav makes it that his yad is like a chotzer, even though he wasn't like Beit Lamala Megillah. So first of all, the Rashi, Mr. Achleinim pointed out, the Rashi is not like the Tzoyis. The Rashi is beferish that Yad could be kainim midin chotzer. According to the Tzoyis, the whole word of the Tzoyis, the Rashi doesn't hold this thing as a Yad being kainim as a chotzer, as a knisel ushus. The whole sheet of Rashi is Yad is only kainim with a maisag bo gimel tvachim. So here it says that Yad could be kainim midin chotzer. That suddenly putting something in his hand is like putting something in his chotzer, same as you have by get. Putting something in her Yad is like putting in her chotzer. That's true all the time. But Rashi adds as a condition. That it has to have a chashivas mokum. Yad only has a chashivas mokum because of Rava's principle, like Yod l'shalom chashuv l'kedalat adalat, that it gives it a chashivas mokum, it makes it into a chatz. And then Rashi adds, even though he wasn't magbiyat. So you could learn what Rashi means, even though he wasn't Magbiyad, is that if he would have been Magbiyad, he would have a different Kenyan of Kenyan Agba. But I think that the Mashmois and Rashi, the thrust of Rashi, and especially if you put the two Rashis together, in other words, if you just had the Rashi in Sanhedrin, so maybe he means Yodu Shalom Chashuv LeKedalat Al Dalit. So therefore, that's a Chashivas Mokim, and therefore he's able to be Kainet Midin Chotzer, even though he wasn't Magbiyat. Because if he would have been Magbiyat, then I wouldn't care that it doesn't have a Chashivas of a Chotzer, because you would have a different Kenyan altogether of Kenyan Agba. Maybe that's what Rashi in Sanhedrin means. But if you put that Rashi in Sanhedrin together, you stitch it together with the Rashi by Yosef Amud Beis, where Rashi says that Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit, it makes it Ki'ilu Higbiyah L'malam Gimel. That's the word of Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit, that it becomes Ki'ilu Higbiyah L'malam Gimel. So put the two Rashis together. We'll splice the two Rashis together and run it as one Rashi. So what does it say in Rashi? It says that Yod Shalom is Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit, and therefore it has the Chashivas of a Chotzer Ki'ilu he was Magbiyah L'malam Gimel. If you put that together, then I think Rashi, it's a whole different Rashi. Rashi saying is Avadit is a Kenyan Yad. Yad is a Chotzer. Yod Shalom Chashuv has a Chashivas of a Mokim, and it has a Chashivas of a Mokim and has a Chashivas of a Chotzer. It only has a Chashivas of a Chotzer if it's a separate Rishus. When it's Lamata Migimel Tochim, it's not called a separate Rishus. When it's Lamala Migimel Tochim, so then it's a separate rishus. Once it's off the ground, so it's a separate. It doesn't have to be dalal dalit in order to be a separate rishus. When it's lamata migimel tochem, so it's samach to the ground, it's really lower to the ground. So I need something to make it a separate rishus from the ground. Otherwise, it's going to be bottled as a mokim, as a chotzer. It's going to be bottled to the ground. Yeah, I don't know why it's different than kalim, but as I said earlier, that it's going to be bottled to the ground. So I need to give it a separate, independent mokim, chashivas mokim, that it shouldn't be bottled to the ground, but should be able to be considered a chotzer in its own right. How do I have that? With the Rabbah's principle that Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit. I think that's what it says in Benayo, all these Rashis. That the reason why you have to have Gimel Tochim, it's not because you have to have a Kinyan Agba. We're not being done over here at Kinyan Agba. We're being done in Kinyan Yad. But in order to have Kinyan Yad, the Yad has to have a separate Chashivas Mokim. There's two ways that a Yad can have a separate Chashivas Mokim. One is to be Lamalami Gimel. That's always a separate Mokim. But even if it's not Lamalami Gimel, but the Rabbah's principle, Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit, will give his Yad a separate Chashivas Mokim, even when it's Lamatami Gimel Tochim. So now Mela is like this. So that's what's going on. So Mela calls that's only by a Yad Mamish. By his hand, we have Rabbah's principle that Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit. What if he doesn't put it in his hand? What if he puts it straight into his mouth? So his mouth also has a teres yad. Any part of his body, anything on his body has a teres yad. But it doesn't have robas halacha that yod shalom chashuv lekedal al dal. A person's mouth doesn't have robas din that is chashuv lekedal al dal. That's a separate. Robas halacha is a separate halacha in his yad. Since his yad has a special chashivas, that's what he uses to manipulate the world. So there's a chashivas mokim of dal al dal, no matter where it is. But his peh, that doesn't have Rava's principle of Yod Shalom Chashuv LeKedal Al Dalit. Mele, his peh can only count as a separate mokim, can only count as a chotzer when what? When it's Lamala Migimel Tochim. But if his peh is Lamata Migimel Tochim, then it doesn't have a separate Chashivas mokim, and it won't be able to be Kohen Midin Yad. I think that's the pshat by Rashi. Mele, that's the pshat over here. That's the pshat in Rashi of Gochen V'Ochel. Gochen V'Ochel, he's not putting it in his hand. He's putting it into his mouth. It's not like Tosis that he put it on a toothpick and he put it straight into his gullet. That Rashi doesn't have. But he doesn't have to use his hands. That's for sure. Gochen v'ochel, he doesn't have to use his hands. He could pick it up with his mouth. So Mele says Rashi, it's not easy. It's efshel achilu b'lo yagba, because you don't have to pick it up on your. If you would pick it up in his hand, you'd have a kinyan yad, because yodu shalom chashuv lekedal al dalit wherever it is. But he could do it with his hands tied behind his back. He could be gochen v'ochel and pick the thing up with his mouth. If he picks it up with his mouth, so then you don't have any kinyan yad. Why don't you have a kinyan yad? Because his mouth can only be kinyan yad lemala megimel. Lemata megimel doesn't have a chashivas mokum.
Why can't you say Rashi is talking about a case where you lift it up?
Mm-hmm.
But the lashon Rashi is kihechi dealing in Shabbos. It's a rishus regarding right. Kinyan rishus. So only on Shabbos, when a hand is considered to be a different rishus, then can you say that?
Oh, with Abba Samig, it only works on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you could say something, but I don't. Why don't okay, so that's
Rashi doesn't say you're picking up with your mouth. Rashi says.
Well, that's already. Why should I say such a thing? I mean, yeah, if I had to, I had to. But I don't, why should I? I think Gochen Vav look pshutay means look man, no hands. Why should I think he uses his hands? What's the lesson Rashi by Gochen Vav? Goy boy Gochen the matim gimel tvachem vaatzel.
So Rashi doesn't say "batsim migim lahagboy." Rashi should say you're using your mouth, so there's no hagbo. Of course, there's no hagbo because you're using your mouth. You're using your hand, but it's batsim migim.
No, using your mouth could be if he would pick it up with his mouth l'malam migim l'tvachim, then he would have it. Because l'malam migim l'tvachim, you don't have to have rova. Rova is a substitute for gimel tvachim. That's what it says in the Rashi. Rav is a substitute for Gimel Tvachim. By Yad, you don't have Rav, but Gimel Tvachim you have. So if he would pick it up with his mouth, Lamala Migimel Tvachim, then he would be kind.
That's not Midin Hagba, that's
Midin Chatzit. Midin Chatzit. Yeah, that's what, in Echnabi, but he has to be Magbi at Gimel Tvachim. He has to be Magbi at Gimel Tvachim in order to have a Kinyan. The Emes is, if you do that, he would have a Kinyan Hagba too. That's true also. I mean, the Eli B'demis, once he picks it up, Lamala Migimel Tvachim, will have a Kinyan Hagba also. But he could, but it doesn't. Yeah, in Echnabi. In Echnabi. So in a way, it's never really to have the kinyan yad of his mouth is going to always be academic, because if it's well, maybe we can start cases, but pshut in a chanani, maybe a chanani kinyan yad. I mean, there'll be cases. What if he had no das? There could be cases where it's negay to have a kinyan yad. He had no das to be kind with kinyan yad, but chatzer shalom kinyan shalom yad. I don't know if Rashi here noches to the fact is that yod that his mouth is only kinyan if you make big gimel tochem. Because it's there's no teres yet. Yeah.
According to Rashi, is there like really no such thing as
kinyan
hagbah
be'etzem,
and just the
dimsum kinyan? No, a lot of such things kinyan hagbah be'etzem. What if it's not in your hand? What if you pick it up like this? And is there such a thing as kinyan hagbah? What? Or you make the elephant jump, right? You make the elephant jump, then it's not in your hand at all. Yeah,
why does Rashi and Sanhedrin have to say that it's
and Shabbos
Daf A,
yeah,
that if it's below three, then you don't need it.
No, that's exactly what he says. Rashi and Sanhedrin. I'll read it again. Rashi and Sanhedrin. He's quoting Gemara. He's really quoting Gemara by us. He's going on Megarva Yotze. The Gemara that quotes the Brisa about the Mishnah. I don't remember if it's the Mishnah or Brisa about Megarva Yotze. So Rashi says, in Garvi, I'd say, I lost it. Hayoyim Garvi, I'd say, Shaloyig Bioy, Veloy Konoy Betoy Chabayas, Aval Kishi Yoytse, Lirshus Arabim, Konoy, Beshini Rishus Shahitsiri, Mishus Abailim, Vetsirif Yodi Lamatim Gimel, Vikibla Biyodoy, the Yodoy Chashuvaloy Ke Arba Al Arba, he's calling Agamar Ksubas. But he has this extra word that is Kechotsky, it's Kechatsera. That doesn't say by us. Okay, let's see about that. Yeah.
And at that point, we'll be either putting
a
return.
You could have achila. Maybe you can't have an achila without a kinyan mazik, but you could have an achila without a kinyan yad, and therefore the yad doesn't have the kinyan yad doesn't have kumulative rab in it. If we want him to chayv and mas mazik, maybe we would say that. In other words, if he would taka be gochen v'achil, and he wouldn't be. No, he wouldn't be gochen v'achil. Again, if he would not be. And you know here is the kinyan rabbinic on the yad. So if the yad is nitzrach, the kinyan yad or the maisa yad was nitzrach to the chiyuv misa, so it would be kinyan rabbinic. That would be a yefsha. But says Rashi, it's not true. The maisa yad is not nitzrach to the chiyuv misa, because the maisa you could have a chiyuv misa, you could have a chiyuv achila, chiyuv misa without any kinyan yad. Yeah, on the way you'd be mazik, but loyal zayin udonim. We're being done in the kinyan yad, which comes first. That kinyan yad was not nitzrach to the chiyuv misa. Mele doesn't have kumulated rabbinic.
So the Gemara's talking about yad, not agba.
There's no difference. In a yad already, there's no. I mean, maybe this in the specialized cases there could be differences. You had no das and so on, but in a, or you picked it up, picked it up from the top. But in a regular, by yad, how would you have it? Well, whatever. I mean, I guess if you picked it up with your teeth without it being in your mouth, you could have cases where you had like bo without yad. But in a regular case, every this the both need gimel tvachim. Hagbah needs gimel tvachim by definition, but the yad also needs gimel tvachim when it's a mouth, because he doesn't have rova, he doesn't have the chashivas of dalet al dalet. Mainly, you have to have gimel al gimel. You have to have hagbah gimel to make it into a separate rishos. Okay, let's see later. So anyway, but the Maaseh Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Elanir li dachik rushay. The boy gochin v'achil him hayav roish kani yachil lishkeis l'teich by base b'liyosay afagav v'hach achila emi oisakein. V'have agbo zul tzarech achila mikol mokam hayav yachil hischay b'loy agbo lav tzarech achila. So that's the Tosfos. And Tosfos learns that you don't have, you could have an achila without even a, without a yad at all, without a kini yad at all. And then Tosfos adds, v'hu adin davi motz l'meimah de eshel achila b'loy agbo k'ganim toch v'loy chaver. So this is what he talked about many times. You see, Tosfos' shita is that something that could be done through somebody else, you could delegate it to somebody else. It has to be done, but it could be delegated to somebody else. Tosfos holds that that's called efshir, rather than an efshir. We saw in the Rambam before, not the way that they hold something that, that could be done by somebody else, but it has to be done, is called efshir. We had that in Rabbeinu Tam. Efshir l'nisach b'lei agbo, that's called efshir. Somebody else could do the agbo. I could do the nisach, but somebody else picked it up. Nonetheless, the Rabbi Natan holds that's called efshel nisach b'le agba, and Taisus it says that that's called the efshel. Yeah, let's see right there.
Yeah.
That's the agba sas. Tosfos has a special case where things like propped up on a toothpick and he puts it right into his base of blue. Yeah, that Rashi not envisioning. But in a normal case, he could pick it up with his mouth. That's still a kinyan. Except that it's not gimel gimel. So that's how you get out the. But agbok sas you certainly need. That would certainly be agbok. It's not agbok gimel, but it's agbok. But it's agbok sas.
It
no, it's agbok sas that precedes the achila and precedes the kinyan.
It could also be that Argmar didn't get to.
I hear, maybe. Although it's separate sugya, so I mean.
Yes.
Let's see, right. Hochanami name Agbot Serechet Sohi. Should we do the Gemara yet inside? Should we do the Gemara inside? Or we already did the Gemara inside? How should we count this? Well, let's read the Gemara inside. Anyway, just Meisir Rabbi Barbai. Just read it again. Meisir Rabbi Barbai. Going to kiss Bishav is Chayev. Shekfine is Chayev. Negev. Koyim Shiova. They say Skilo. Hayim Megav Yoytz. Megav Yoytz. Yipotter. Shayis Shabbos. Shabbos. Negev. Boim Keechot. Frekli Mar Yamai. Hachanami Lema. Agvot Tzerechot Tzoy. In the case of the Reisha, why does it say over here that he's Chayev? Because the hagbah came before the chiyuv skila, but it was tzarech achila. According to Rav Avin, we should say akira tzarech hanocha. Says Taisus, hachanami name hagbah tzarech etzoy. Lelishna di boy ladur limotzi meheder leporech midim. Taisus says the Gemara, if according to the Lishna Basra, that Rav Avin is very circumscribed. Rav Avin has a very high threshold he has to meet. It has to be eino yochel ha'adure, that the hagbah committed you irrevocably to the hanocha. So then there's no kashir. So then the gemara doesn't, there's no kashir at all. In the case of going of kis b'shabbos, you don't meet that threshold. There it's yochel ha'adure. So it has nothing to do with Rav. It's not included. It has nothing to do with Rav Avin. So the gemara wouldn't have a kashir. Of course, the gemara's kashir is according to the lishna kama. The Rav Avin applies, even if it's as long as it's eino it's even if it's yochel ha'adure. Avalishn the efshel anocha b'le akira parach. The Gemara's kasha is according to the lishna kama. Dachanami efshel anocha b'le agba, because that much of a year you have efshel anocha b'le akira. You have to have an akira. Afal gav says Tosfos. This is what we talked about a lot. This older Rishonim's kasha. Afal gav the efshel begreira. What do you mean? It's efshel begreira. So you could have done. You could have been megar v'yotze, and then you would never have had to make a kinyan agba. Says Tosfos. Kachli akira zukum, akira acheres. What's the difference? So you could have done a different akira, but lemaisa an akira you have to have. the mikolma kamer isim maskel mishasak ba the maya acher oisat kiri loy hayim eschaye ban nacha nimtz akira gerem eschachiv viachas hanacha moishachachiv. Yeah, this way we talked at great length. I'm not going to get into the Tosis again. We talked, this is Tosis, all the Ritva, all the Rishonim. I spoke out already that I think the Havana is that in the Kasha Tosis thought, all the other Rishonim thought, all the Rishonim we asked this Kasha. Originally they thought that the Pshat and the Eshel had Lanachab Lakir is that the Maisa Kinyan is Nitzrich to the Chiv. So yes, over here, the Maisa Kinyan is not Nitzrich to the Chiv. You couldn't be Megar V'yaitse. And the Teretz is that's not the Pshat and the Eshel Lanachab Lakir. The Eshel Lanachab Lakir doesn't mean the Maisa Kinyan is Nitzrich to the Chiv. It just means when is the Ascholas Achiv? The Ascholas Achiv is from the Akira because the Akira is necessary to the Anacha. So over here, the Ascholas Achiv is in the Akira that he did, not in the Akira that he could have done. He could have gone a different Akira. But he didn't do that Akira. He did this Akira. When is the Ascholas Achiv? The Ascholas Achiv is from the Akira he did. So and from that point and forward, it's Nimshach Achiv. So Mimela, it's Kimlei B'drabim. I just want to point out Rashi. Rashi over here says, when Rashi sets up, when Rashi explains the Kasha, the Amai, says Rashi, do remember the Amai. Kigbir b'shus b'aylam, why is he, the Koni, Amai Chayev, neymo mishasak bo ascha lo loitzo. Rashi, Lush in the area was bothering me a little bit. Rashi phrases the Kasha in terms of ascha lo loitzo. It would bother me, you know, the way we've learned through Rashi, again, maybe we're totally off. I don't know, we seem to have put together the Mahalach HaDvarim and Rashi. Is that L'chadchila, when Rav Avin first appears on the scene, so Rashi explained Rav Avin in terms of Aschelo. The Mishas Akira, Aschelo, Aschelo Itzo. Aschelo Malach. That was the Lashon of Rashi at the very beginning of the Sugya. Mishat and Rav Avin is that Mishas Akira, Aschelo Malach. But then we get to Lishna Kama. So we saw in Rashi, that's no longer tenable. Because if the whole word of Rav Avin is when is it Aschelo Malach, so when is it Aschelo Achilles Chayel? When is it Aschelo? Also by the Agbog Sas. Because the Agbog Sas is necessary to the Achilles. So that's also the Aschelo. So he said, according to Lishna Kam, that Rashi learns Lishna Kam is Taka Chayzer from that. And Lishna Kam was that the Pshat and Rav Avin is not because of Aschelo. Rather, the Pshat is the Maisa Kinyan was Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. And the Agbog Gimel Tvachim by Chayel is not Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. Then comes along the Lishna Basra and says a different word, Eni Yochel Adurin. And there, Taka Rashi uses the Lishna of Aschelo again. So we say, I thought Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is the Lishna Basra is going back to the original Havon of Aschelo, and then should Lishna Basra say, the Olam, like we thought originally, that the Pshat and Rav Avin is that Mishas Akira is Aschelo Malacha. I had a question to say the same thing by Chaylev. Mishas Hagbah is Aschelo Achila. After all, Hagbah Tzas you have to have. So the Gemara adds, no, because there's an extra ingredient. We only say Aschelo when it's any Yochel Adurin. That was the Tzurosa of the Shmaitzer, the way I want to learn through all the Rashi's, the Mahalach HaSugya according to Rashi. So it was bothering me a little bit. Now Rashi uses again a Lashon of Aschelo. That seems to indicate that we're going now in the Lishna Basra. But what do we say? We can't be going in the Lishna Basra. Because according to the Lishna Basra, you need any Yochel Aduri, and here it's Yochel Aduri. Rashi should be using Lishonis of the Lishna Kamadik Lishonis. The way Rashi learns to say the Lishna Kamadik and not going with Aschelo. So any of that, I don't know what to do with that exactly. Okay, so it just shows you that it's this unfinished business here. Can I see the next Tosis? Okay. What?
Maharan Runchpur quotes a day of the Tnei of Shubri that the Vibar Bai doesn't hold by this these chilukim of Avin.
Yeah, maybe that's what it indicates. There is a shita in Rishonim bring a shita to address Tosis' question. You know, it doesn't seem with the Lishna Basra because it's Yochel Adurin. And according to Lishna Kama, also doesn't seem to stand because the Kinyan is not Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. So all the Rishonim say, no, that's not the Pshat. You don't need the Kinyan to be Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. But there is a day that I think the Ritva brings, the Yesh Mefarshim, that this whole Gemara is going not like neither like the Lishna Kama nor like the Lishna Basra. Because this Gemara doesn't hold from Rav Chisda at all. The whole Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra was set to reconcile Rav Avon to Rav Chisda. And this Gemara is going without the Lishna Kama, without the Lishna Basra, presumably without Rav Chisda. And this Gemara just takes Rav Avin at face value, Akira Sarah Chanocha, and end the story. So the Ritva says he thinks that's a very big doichik to say. Up till now, the Gemara held for Dabba Pasha, we have to reconcile Rav Chisda, nobody's chaylik in Rav Chisda, and you have to say either Lishna Kam or Lishna Basra. All of a sudden, now the Gemara doesn't care about it. But maybe Rashi holds that this Gemara is going not like the Lishna Kam and not like the Lishna Basra. So maybe we just revert back to our original Havon Rav Avin, the plain Pashat Davon Rav Avin was Mishnah Zakir Tzarech Hanocha means that Aschalom Alocha. Whatever you do, Latzarech Hanocha is called Aschalom Alocha. And we don't know from Chachmas, we don't know from the Enioch Ladure, we don't hold from the Kinyan being Mitzvah to the Chiyuv, not the Lishnakama, not the Lishnabasra. In Echanami, both Lefi the Lishnakama and Lefi the Lishnabasra, the Gemara has no Kasha. But this Gemara does hold from the Lishnakama and Lishnabasra. Yeah, maybe that's what it says in this Rashi also. Kenzai. Could be. By the way, I think I mentioned in the past, the Rambam paskins the Gemara of the this din of Glen of Kis. The Rambam paskins it Kipshuta without any Kintus. Because Agamar says it doesn't stream with the Rabbin. Why don't we say over here, Akir Sarah Chanocha? So the Gemara says in the Kimta that it's talking about the, we haven't heard the Gemara yet, it's talking about the Higbiyah Yamanas Latsniyoy, Venimlachal of Lahitsiyoy, or it's going according to Benazai. Well, we don't pass like Benazai, that's for sure. So we have to say, so the Rambam brings this din of going of Kispa Shabbos. If you're Megara, you're going to Kimli Rabbin, but if you were picked it up, then you're Potter. It doesn't say Dafka in a special case that you were Higbiyah Yamanas Latsniyoy, Venimlachal of Lahitsiyoy. So what's going on? The Rambam paskins like a Rabbin, Akir Tzarech Chanocha. So why over here don't we say Akir Tzarech Chanocha? The Gemara is Kasha. Well, the Rambam seems to ignore the Gemara is Kasha. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that the Rambam holds like the Rishonim that the Gemara is Kasha is only Lefi Lishna Kama. Lefi Lishna Basra is Taka no Kasha, and the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Basra. If you say like the Yesh Mefarshim, it's even better. Could go even like the Lishna Kama. The Gemara is going not like the Lishna Kama, not like the Lishna Basra, not like a Chista. The Rambam paskins like a Chista. Rambam passes the first like of Chista, so either listen to Kama or listen to Pasha. May the Gemara have a Kasha. So the Gemara ignores the Rambam ignores the Kitzur. The Rambam ignores the Gemara's Kasha because the Gemara's Kasha is not really difficult according to the Lishna Basra for sure. That's how the Magen Mishnah explained, and maybe the Rambam holds like the Yesh Mefarshim that it's not even sure according to Lishna Kama. Okay, good. Let's see later. So the Gemara says that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers. Well, let's see Taisus first. Before we go on in Gemara, Taisus says, "Name to Zot Taisus. Name Hagbot Zerach Haytzoy." Taisus Tema Lepirsha Tema Lepirsha Rabbeinu Tam the Hagbot Kain Apachas Migimel Tochem. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam of Amitzia is that Hagbot only needs one Tefach. You don't need Gimel Tochem. See, here there's no Kinyan Yad. Nobody talks about Kinyan Yad. I guess the Pshat is because you're picking up the kiss from the top. You're not being kind of the kiss with the Yad. So you have to be Magbiat Gimel Tochem. Because if you would do it the other way around, if you pick up the kiss with your yad, then you would have a kinyan yad immediately before the haschalas hamalach. Then I think if we don't have pashuta, you'll be chayav. If you'd be chayav mamon, the kinyan yad would happen immediately before you might be it at all. According to most rishonim, even according to Rashi, Yod Shalom Chashuv like a dalet al dalet, the kinyan yad would happen right away, and the kinyan and the chiyuv and the akir Shabbos is only when you pick it up gimel tefachim. Al-Kochach, that he's doing, he's not picking it up with the Kinyan, he's picking it up with the Kinyan Hagbah. So the Hagbah has to have Gimel Tvachim. Fred Taisus, that's fine if the whole Hagbah has to be Gimel Tvachim, but what about Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds Hagbah only has to be one Tefach. So if Hagbah only has to be one Tefach, so my Perch, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Well, came with the Kohen and Kohen Mas Cholos Akira. Came with the Kohen and Kohen Mas Cholos Akira, that Kira lay have Yad Shek be a Gimel. The Lamatim and Gimel have Yikolovit, Kiramina Bahabaisi. Tais being mechiach that whatever's in your hand, even that something that's lamata migimel is considered to be lovod, even if it's in your hand. Because the Gemara is a case over there. You were meitzi chatzik gegeres, and then you took another chatzik gegeres and you're carrying it also, so it could be mitzarif, but. So it says that if you mavir the chatzik ageres on top of the other chatzik ageres, it's already sitting on the ground, and it's lamatim gimel tochim, so we say lovud, and that's considered to be a hanocha. So you see that something which is lamatim gimel tochim, even if it's in your hand, is considered to be lovud to the ground. So if it's lovud to the ground, lagabe hanocha, then it's lovud to the ground, lagabe akira as well. The stomach goes together. If it's hanocha, then it's not an akir. If it's munuch, then it's not eka. Pim kain dinhu she is chayev k'moyle v'nazi domer halach ka'im adomi the chayev v'fi she kone k'ayim she is chal akira. But the kitzur, the kasha is According to Rebbeinu Tam, the Kinyan Agbah happens after one tefach. The Kinyan Lagavi Shabbos, however, one tefach off the ground, even if it's in your hand, it's still called Munuch on the ground. That's what it brings from Matthew Mar and Shabbos. That if even if it's in your hand, if it's less than Gimel Tuachim off the ground, it's Munuch. If it's Munuch, there was no Akira. So it comes out that when is the Akira? Only afterwards when it goes up Gimel Tuachim. So Taisha says, so it comes out the Kinyan was before the Akira. So there shouldn't be Kimel Tuachim. So in the Kuli Alma is no Kimel Rabbin. Just like the Gemara said later in Ben Azai, that if you pick something off the ground to be kainit, and then you start to walk out, so according to Ben Azai, that every step is a new Akira. So since there's an Akira subsequent to the Kinyan, so there's no cumulative Rabbin, right? So who are doing over here, according to Rebbeinu Tam, when you pick it up in the ordinary way, you pick it up one tefach, you have a Kinyan, and then after Gimel Tvachim, that's when you first have the Akira. That's so clear to me. Why needs the Chokha from Ben Azai? If the Kinyan came before the Melech HaShabbos began. And here it's Mamish, here it's... Okay, it's a good thought. Hold the thought for a minute. So, what is Tyson's answer? Va'imir Ashba, the mashmalay becholiyin goy nefkis. I feel the munach al gavi makil shugavoy gimel tvachim shabai kinyan vakir bevasachas. But the Gemara held that the Mishnah is talking about categorically all cases. He's always chayiv, even in a case where the thing is already gimel tvachim off the ground, like some kind of pedestal or something. So, the mele, the second he picks it up, even a little bit, it's already going to be an akira. It's going to be an Akira Gabi Shabbos, and it's going to be a. And then as soon as it goes up a Tefach, it's going to be a Kinyan Agba. And Mimela, or maybe even the Gabi Kinyan, you don't have to pick it up a Tefach. Once it's off the ground, three Tefachim to begin with, so you just pick it up a little bit. Maybe that's a Hagba, even inside the Kinyan. So Mimela, they're Boim Keachot. No, it's Mashman Taisus. Yeah, the thing is on a pedestal. So, and the pedestal is more than three Tvachim. So Taisus, the minute you pick it up, even a drop, so first of all, you chayef for Shabbos. That's Poshut. Why not? It's not no longer lower to the ground. So you have immediately an Akira of Shabbos. And Taisus also Mashman that you have immediately a Kinyan Agbah. I point to Ben Tam, you need Agbah Tefach. That L'chor has nothing to do with Lovet. For Ben Tam, he's Agbah Tefach, because the Mais Agbah has to, you have to be Magbiyah Tefach. It's nothing to do with Lovet. Lovet's never measured in a Tefach, and the Lovet is in Gimel Tefach. Ben Tam, you Magbiyah something in Tefach, the Mais Agbah has to be, you need to be, the Mais Agbah has to be a Tefach. So even if it's on a pedestal, why don't you have to pick it up a whole Tefach? So you could say, Nechanami, maybe you do, but it's nonetheless, it's Ben Akir Lanoch. Since the Chiv Shabbos is immediately went up a drop off the pedestal, and Hanoch is later. So now the Haskolas Achiv, the Hiluch Lomus is when he picked it up a little bit. A Tefach later is the Kinyan. So now the Kinyan is Ben Akir of Hanoch. The Lashon and Taisus of Boin Keechod is Mashal that the Kinyan will also be when he picks it up a drop off the pedestal. The Chiddush I think in Rebbeinu Tam that even if you pick it up a drop off the pedestal, that's called the Hagbah Tefach. Since it's a Tefach off the ground. It starts off on the pedestal, then you pick it up just a drop. Since now it's a tefach off the ground, so that satisfies that boy even according to Rebbeinu Tam. I think that's a chiddush in Rebbeinu Tam. Maybe it's not. Or at least a chiddush to me. Yeah.
I thought it was that because it's this skinny makel that you like doesn't pick up. Because the whole surface of the thing was covered underneath, maybe not. It would be true.
So okay, maybe that's the because then it'll be lovewood. Well, yeah, that's okay. If the pedestal itself was dalad al dalad or something, there would be a shush b'fnei atzmo. But even if so, even if it's a tiny makel, it's still a chiddush to me. Maybe it's a dover poshut. Maybe if I knew Rebbeinu Tam better, it would be a dover poshut. To me, it just seems a chiddush that picking it up a little bit is called hagbaz tefach, since it started off more than a tefach off the ground to begin with on the makel. You don't need a mais hagbaz tefach. It just has to be a tefach off the ground.
Tosfos Rosh says that the pedestals go for shtei tefachim, and then it's bevasachas, the third tefach.
Oh yeah, that's what he says. Oh, that's interesting. Here, maybe that's Hakem Achleikus. That's fascinating. Taisus Harosh. That's why I'm not finding it. Okay. You have it open right now, so it's fine with me. I can't navigate these things. The pedestal was gimel, the makel was gimel tefachim tall. The Tosfos Rosh says the makel was two tefachim tall, and you have to be magbia another tefach in order to have a ma'isak bo according to Rabbeinu Tam. So it's Meduyik and Tosfos Rosh that it's not enough according to Rabbeinu Tam that it's a tefach off the ground. You have to have a, what's the difference? It's in love with tefach is lemaila v'lemur. You need a ma'isak bo tefach. So if the makel was two tefachim, so then when does the kinyan happen? When you do a ma'isak bo one tefach. And that's boim ke'echod with the akira Shabbos that begin with tefachim off the ground. Yesh Lodin, why does he need it? Why didn't he say the oil on the pedestal of the makel is three tefachim off the ground? And let's say that in order to have the kinyan hagbo according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to go up another tefach, so you're four tefachim off the ground. But it's still akira tzarech hanochel, because when did the chiyuv Shabbos happen? Three tefachim plus. The minute he picked it up off the makel a little bit, that's the akira Shabbos. And that's the aschalas achiyuv. Then when does the kinyan come in? A tefach later, when he goes up to four tefachim. So why is that not enough to say kimeli drabin it? That's like a avin. Ben akira v'hanocha asalei achiyuv. So why does he need to set up that the makel is two tefachim tall? Let the makel be three tefachim tall. He wants to set it up that it's boim ke'echod. But you have to have boim ke'echod. You can have a case where it's three tefachim tall, it's not boim ke'echod. Unless he just wants to have a scenario with the minimum size makel. Necharami, which three tefachim would also be good. But the minimum makel you need is two tefachim. Maybe like that. It seems that buried in this Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh is a machlokes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have to pick up something, if something's already a few tefachim off the ground on a pedestal, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how much do you have to be magbia to have a kinyan agbo? And at Tosfos is mashma, just a mashu. Tosfos Rosh is mashma, you have to pick it up another tefach. Yeah, I don't have to learn about mitzvah, the sugis over there of agbo, but if it's really so, but that's how it seems to be. Interesting, Tosfos Rosh is another teretz for this kasha. Tosfos Rosh says, La'olam, we're talking about picking it off the ground. And he says, you're right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the minute you picked it up only one tefach off the ground, you have a kinyan. And the chiyuv Shabbos is only when you picked it up three tefachim off the ground. So if that's the case, where's the akira tzarech hanocha? Where's the efshel hanocha b'lo akira? Says the Tosfos Rosh, because it's the efshel gimel tefachim b'lo tefach. In order to be a gimel tefachim, you first have to be magbi a tefach. So that's also called the efshel, just like by chaylev. The fact that physically, you know, in Lumbus, the Kenyan Mashiach happens and you pick it up one tefach off the ground. And the Akira in Shabbos is only you pick it up three tefachim off the ground. But the Metzias, you can't pick it up three tefachim without first picking it up one tefach. So that's also called, Efshe doesn't only have to be, and we saw already in Rishonim, Efshe doesn't only have to be in Halacha, that the Efshe Lanocha Bla Akira, because the Akira in Hilchas Shabbos and Nesir Tadanocha is also called the Efshe B'Metzias. Hagbah's chaylev, the Gemara's thought is that yeshul achilah b'lo hagbah, because b'mitzias you have to do a hagbah. The Gemara says by chaylev it's not true, gochim v'ochel. But the Gemara in the lechatchilah thought that's also called the yeshul. So we spoke already many times that the passage in all these rishonim is that the yeshul is not only in din, the yeshul is in mitzias as well. It says the Tosfos Rosh, what do we want over here? We want there should be yeshul hanocha b'lo. We want to know what's chalas achiyuv. Says the Tosfos Rosh, the Ascholos Achiv is when he picks it up a mashu off the ground. Because a mashu off the ground is necessary to picking it up three tefachim off the ground. So bottom line, the mitzias, you have to pick it up three tefachim. You have to pick it up a mashu off the ground. You have to certainly have to pick it up a tefach off the ground in order to have the chiyuv Shabbos. That's also called the efsha. That's the efsha lakir is gimel, b'lo yakir is tefach. That's the Tosfos Rosh. So why did Tyson not say it? Sounds like a very posh Teretz. Rather good Teretz. Yeshua, we know Yeshua is even in Mitzias. So why didn't Tyson say this? The Mitzias is Yeshua Gimel Bele Al. It's Yeshua Agbos Gimel Bele Agbos. It's Yeshua Gimel Tvachim Bele Agbos Tefach. Very good Teretz. Why did Tyson not like this Teretz? Even Tyson Rosh only says this is an Oidish Lema. Such a straightforward Teretz. Maybe that I'll leave it to think about for tomorrow. But why was Tosis not satisfied with Tosis Rosh's Teretz? Okay, so that we'll talk about tomorrow, and then I want to go tomorrow till the end of Tosis Malach Ka'im Adomi. We at the very least do more. Color pop is the end of the place of the maybe we'll do the one.